I'm going to read our quote for tonight's study circle. Don't be helpless and weak. The divinity you have as the core of your being, you ignore. At the same time, you seek it in others. That is the tragedy. You insult yourself by feeling helpless, weak, and inferior. Cowardice and self-condemnation. These do not become a spark of the divine flame. Your truth, or satya, can be discovered by you by a little exercise of true wisdom. Satya Sai speaks volume 2.
متن ستسانگ جلسه سای بابا در رینو ترجمه شده و در تلگرام گذاشته شده. ضعف و ناتوانی. الهیت در ذات هستی شما قرار دارد. شما از آن غافل هستید و در این حال در دیگران به دنبال آن می گردید و این قسمت غم‌انگیز ماجراست. شما با ناتوان و ضعیف و حقیر دانستن خود به خود توهین می کنید. ترسویی و سرزنش کردن خود، این دو به هیچ وجه به جرقه آتش الهی بدل نمی شوند. حقیقت شما یا ساتیا می تواند با اندکی تمرین خرد حقیقی توسط شما کشف شود. از گفته های سای بابا.
To think about this quote and how we can apply this wisdom to our own lives, if we even understand it. Does anybody have anything they want to share? در این هفته گذشته از همه خواستم که در مورد این quote فکر کنن و ببینن که چجوری میتونن از این خرد استفاده کنن در زندگی روزمره‌شون. یا حتی اگر این خیرت رو می فهمند.
A few people share their understanding, and somebody says that she used to ask other people's opinion, and now she feels like she knows better, and she stops herself doing that. And the discussion continues. Somebody else makes a comment that it's not about asking other people for advice. Sometimes it's okay to ask for advice, but it's just inner fight that goes on and we belittle ourselves. That's the part that is not good. During the translation, Satyam interjects and corrects the translation. چند نفر تجربه خودشونو در میون میذارن. یه نفر میگه که من همش از این و اون نظرخواهی میکردم قبلا، ولی الان سعی میکنم که دیگه این کار نکنم، برای اینکه احساس میکنم که من خودم بهتر میدونم و از کسان دیگه ای که میپرسم نمیدونم رو کدوم زمین وایسادن، کجا وایسادن. این صحبت در این موردی مقدار ادامه پیدا میکنه. یه نفر دیگه میگه که به نظر من اشکالی نداره که آدم از این اون نظر خواهی بکنه، مشکل از اینجاست که اون جنگ درونیه و اون موقع که خودمونو کوچیک میکنیم. ساتیام ترجمه رو تصحیح میکنه.
همیشه هست با تکون خوردنی
نیست. نه اینه، نگفت، گفتش که اشکالی نداره که یک کنسی خوب بگیریم. پرابلم، گرفتاری در داخل خود ماست که فکرهای بد میکنیم و خودمون رو کوچیک میکنیم.
یکی دو نفر دیگه تجربیاتشون رو شیر میکنن و بعد ساتیام میگن. A couple of people say their experiences and then Satyam says.
Would you please read it one more time?
Of course. Don't be helpless and weak. The divinity you have as the core of your being, you ignore. At the same time, you seek it in others. That is the tragedy. You insult yourself by feeling helpless, weak, and inferior. Cowardice and self-condemnation, these do not become a spark of the divine flame. Your truth, or satya, can be discovered by you by a little exercise of true wisdom.
So, to my opinion, it's not talking about good and bad and everyday activity. He's saying that your life is an external life. Turn it to the internal life. Find the ways and the method or the
practices,
fashion where it takes you inwardly. And in order to not condemn yourself, you need to know yourself. And by saying that I overlooked my good and I'm condemning the bad, it only shows that we haven't known ourselves yet. So he is not talking about personality as I see it. And if you listen carefully to what he's saying, he said, find the satyam within you. Do not waste your time with the outside world. Bring it into yourself and find that satyam which puts the end to condemnation. So we are not, he's not saying condemnation you shouldn't do, which he does say, but he immediately say how not to condemn yourself. Mm-hmm. Is by going to the source of satya and find that which is truth. So that makes this code much deeper and much more interesting to follow. So will you please read it again? This time let's look at not the personality of who we are and what we do and what we don't do, but listen really carefully what he's saying. He's saying, do not go after it in the bazaar. Why? چیزی که می‌خواستم بگم اینه که بابا میگه ستیا حقیقت و همین نکته خیلی مهمه تو این کد که میگه وقتتو صرف چیزای دیگه نکن و خودتو کندم بکنی، نمیدونم بیرون دنبالش بگردی، برو سورس ستیام تو پیدا کن که با پیدا کردنش احساس گناه کردن دیگه اصلا معنی نداره.
Yes, I did.
معنی نداره. Now go ahead and read it one more time in English and then شما هم به فارسی بخونید با این.
The divinity you have as the core of your being, you ignore. At the same time,
the divinity you have in the core of your being, you ignore.
At the same time, you seek it in others. That is the tragedy. Mm-hmm. You insult yourself by feeling helpless, weak, and inferior.
Why? Because you... The only reason we do that is because we haven't known ourselves. Mm-hmm. Once we know ourselves, there is no question of condemnation. Does God condemn itself? He's saying you're God. Find it out. Otherwise, we'll be shopping.
ساتیا میگه چرا خودمون رو سرزنش میکنیم؟ چون خودمون رو نمیشناسیم. خدا که خودش رو سرزنش نمیکنه. بابا داره میگه شما همه خدایین. برو پیداش کن. برو
درکش کن.
اگه تا این کارو نکردی داریم توی بازار میچرخی میخری دنبال خریدی. Cowardice and self-condemnation, these do not become a spark of the divine flame. Your truth or satya can be discovered by you by a little exercise of true wisdom.
Here Satyam is answering one of the ladies who previously talked about how we condemn ourselves for the little bad we do, but we ignore many, many good things that we do or many good qualities that we have. Satyam is responding to that comment. در اینجا ساتیام جواب خانمی رو که قبلا گفته که ما ممکنه اخلاقای خیلی خیلی خوبی داشته باشیم که اصلا در نظر نگیریم، ولی برای یه چیز کوچیک خودمون رو سرزنش میکنیم. ساتیام الان جواب اون خانمو دارن میدن.
Otherwise, I'm going to answer yours because it was so honest and so beautiful. Otherwise, you condemn yourself for condemning yourself. There is no end to it. As we all do. And our praise of ourselves is very short-lived. Why? Because we haven't found the source of all praise, you know? And by coming to Sai Center, by your devotion, by your family background, each of us, is beautiful because that is the foundation of us going the way Baba wants us.
بعد جواب سرینیا گفت که چون حرفت خیلی با خلوص نیت و ساده بود اگه این کارو نکنی بعد خودتو سرزنش میکنی برای سرزنش کردن خودت تمومی نداره خوبی خودت دیدن خیلی دورانش کوتاست چرا چون هنوز منبع خوبی رو پیدا نکردی ندیدیمش این وفاداری که داری این سرسپردگی، این عشق، این فامیلی که داشتی
همه بهت کمک میکنن که به اونجایی که میخوای برسی Thank you
Satyam Jun, thank you So when Baba is talking about weak, inferior, cowardice, condemnation all of that he's saying is outside And the answer is inside.
It's outside because it's not you. Your shoes is outside of the door. Your clothing is not part of you. And it doesn't feel good because it's not... If it felt good, you got it made. If it doesn't feel good, then it's not you.
Satya میگه که همه اینا بیرون از خودته.
همه اینا چه؟
این سرزنش کردن، ترس، احساس کوچیک بودن
حقارن
بیرون از شماست مثل لباس، مثل کفش
بیرون از شما یعنی شما نیستین؟
شما نیستین
چه ساده
اگه شما بودین
احساس خوبی داشت
اگه احساس بدی داره تو حقیقی نیستی، طبیعتت نیست So the answer is not to fix these things.
It's so clear in the first sentence of Baba. He says, you're not what you take yourself to be. And whichever way you guys, each one of us, think that we can accomplish that, that would be our way, right? Mm-hmm. It's not one way. For me was to go beyond the mind, but to each person is different. That was my practice, that is my practice.
ساتیا میگه که در این هم جمله اول بابا میگه که اون که فکر میکنی، اون چی که فکر میکنی هستی نیستی. هر جوری که میتونی خودتو به این درک برسونی، متد همونه. برای من این بود که ماهورای ذهن برم. متد من بود. So anything that doesn't feel good is outside of us, is not us. Anything.
Not feeling good to our senses or our mind, feeling good to our... You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's just my opinion. You guys talk. Even remembering this quote, it brings happiness. You know, just reading it, he makes us happy. Oh my God, I'm not weak, I'm God. That's such a joy brings. No?
Yeah, and that's what I was saying, like, the opposite of that, everything that feels so good, that has to do with the path, or some, that's why that feels so good, because of...
It goes to your nature.
Yeah.
ساتیا میگه حتی یادآوری این کوت برامون شادی میاره من ضعیف نیستم من خودم شادی میاره Thank you,
Satyam
Jun.
Yes, thank you, Satyam Jun.
Just the opinion.
We love your opinion.
Om Jai Jagadish Hare Swami Satya Sai.